Change of pace now, though. Rams Mabotja joining us live on the line. And he's talking to us about Future Kings. Future Kings is an initiative where he's trying to groom young boys to become useful citizens. Rams started a project that the aim of which is to help the boy child. It's a stupendous initiative that's now seen the KwaZulu-Natal Cricket Union and Future Kings join forces to encourage young men to be the best versions of themselves. Rams, thanks very much for your time in 702 in Cape Talk. A fantastic partnership here. I mean, it really is cricket.
Good afternoon, Nicholas, and thank you so much for the opportunity. I cannot thank Cricket KZN much. You know, been doing this thing for about 3 or 4 years, and to have an organization of this nature with a sport like cricket to recognize the need to build a new man. I mean, that there's no greater time for the seriousness of building a new man in South Africa. You know, we got superstars getting their girlfriends. We've got men threatening journalists with rape. You know, we got horrible things happening in society. So for cricket to partner with this initiative of ours is the greatest thing that says we need to, all of us as South Africans, to work to create a better man in society.
So the Dolphins and Future Kings are planning something this Sunday. How can people get involved and where can we find out more info?
Well, in three ways. First, we'd like people to come. Those in Durban to come to the game. It's called Future Kings Day. In fact, it matches the Pink Day. So for KZN, it becomes Future Kings Day, awareness on manhood. Two, we'd like people, of course, to support Future Kings, to go onto our website, www.futurekings.org.za. And thirdly, to support our programs either by donating or volunteering or becoming mentors to young men.
Rams, thank you so much for joining us in 702 and Cape Talk. Make sure to put that in your diary if you're down in KZN this week.